The Gemara Sefer Metzidah, Pid Gimel Amar Aleph, teaches us, with the discussion of a star that fell, and the discussion is, can it be used? Who should we give the star back to? Who can we not give the star back to? So the Gemara makes a point on that Pid Gimel Amar Aleph, Kivan the Nafal, Israelite, when a star falls on the ground, the cheskes kasrus of the star is weakened. We need to be concerned. Maybe the star was written improperly. The fact that the star is on the ground causes us concern to the kashrus of the star. And there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah in Or Chaim Siman Lamites Sif Katan Chavches. Mr. Bura says, I might see tefillin mishlochim b'geniza. Somebody finds tefillin in the Sheamus. B'loi ritzuas, the ritzuas are not attached to tefillin. Upsuchim, and the tefillin are open in the batim. Yeshlochish sheyeshlam psul nister. Even if we examine those tefillin, they look completely kosher, we need to be concerned that maybe they're posel. Avu, and mimotzim derech nuach b'kison. We found them properly placed in their boxes. The tefillin look in perfect good shape. Leka lemechish, we don't have to be concerned about the kashrus of those. We don't have to be concerned about the kashrus of those tefillin. So here we have a very interesting discussion. We begin a very interesting discussion. If we find mezuzahs in the Sheamus, what would be the halacha? So the Chashuk Echemet discusses the following situation, where somebody found in a Sheamus a bag with 10 mezuzahs. He examined the 10 mezuzahs, 8 were discovered to be posel, and 2 are kosher. Could he use with the mezuzahs that look kosher to him, or need he be concerned that even those mezuzahs that look kosher are really puzzle, just it's a psul that we can't find upon examination? So he quotes a Hilchus Ketanis. The Hilchus Ketanis quoting Al Gemara, that's Kivan the Nafal. If the mezuzah, if the shtar was found on the ground, Isra, there's a concern about the kashrus of the shtar. We're concerned that maybe the shtar was written with the intention to lend money, but money was never borrowed. But then the Baal Hilchos Ketanis says that maybe the comparison isn't good. Because when we speak about Dinei Mamis, we have a rule, Hamotz Mechaver Olav Haraya. So unless we could be 100% certain that this is a kosher shtar, we can't know that it's a kosher shtar. And therefore, we can't collect money based on it. But here we're not talking about Dinei Mamonis, where there's a halacha of Hamotzi Mechaveira Olav Haraya. And therefore, if the tefillin or the mezuzahs look like they're good, and there's no reisa, the Mishnah Berurah spoke about a case where there's a reisa. The ritzuas aren't attached, the boxes, the tefillin boxes are open. Therefore, he says, in this case where you found the mezuzah this way, we could say that this person who bought the mezuzahs, who have these mezuzahs, really meant to use mehudadig mezuzahs. Maybe they're not mehudadig mezuzahs, and that's why he put them all in Sheamus. But if the mezuzahs look kosher, we can use it. However, the Chashuk Echemet makes another point. He says, if we look in the Hilchos Ketanis, we look in the words of the Mishnah Berurah that we just quoted, they speak about a situation that the tefillin look perfect. And because the tefillin look perfect, we have every reason to assume that they're kosher tefillin. They're in their boxes, they have the ritzuas attached to them, etc. He says, in the case of the mezuzah, we just have the mezuzah scroll. So how do we know that we only have the mezuzah scroll, that this is a kosher mezuzah? And therefore, he's only prepared to be makel, he's only prepared to be lenient in a situation where the mezuzah is in its case and it looks like it's prepared to be used. There he'll be makel. In another situation, he isn't prepared to be lenient. Rav Menashe Klein, in the Shas Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Vav Simen Yud Aleph, also discusses a situation where tefillin were found in Shemus, and can they be used or not? So here he says that he has even more reasons to be makel. He says, unfortunately, very interesting perspective. We live in a time that even people who are Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs put on tefillin every day, their family is not on that level of religious observance. And therefore, their relatives, their father, passes away, and they have no need for the tefillin. But the tefillin are 100% kosher, and they just put them into Shemus. Another point he makes, most people who put items in Shemus are not Seifrim, are not Talmid Chachamim, who are verse the Nota Halacha, what's kosher and what's possible. So when we see something, when we see tefillin in a Shemus, we could assume that the person who put it into the Shemus was a person who really wasn't able to judge if it's kosher or possible. And therefore, they just put it into Shemus, they got new tefillin, they got new mezuzahs, and therefore we could assume that it's kosher. Moreover, he says that since only people, since the halacha is that all tefillin and mezuzahs, but the b'diavad are kosher without any bedikah, so what does that halacha say? That halacha says that we go basa roiv. And since roiv tefillin and mezuzahs are kosher, when we find tefillin and mezuzahs, we can assume that they come from the roiv, which are kosher. Although, one can make an argument that isra ruba, that the roiv has been weakened. How has the roiv been weakened? The roiv has been weakened by the fact that they're found in the Shemus. But he relies on that roiv. And there's one more concept that I was thinking of. Particularly in the world that we live in, Baruch Hashem, where people could afford to buy new tefillin and buy new mezuzahs, even if their old tefillin and their old mezuzahs are kosher. So it's very possible that these tefillin and mezuzahs are really kosher. Just the person decided, Baruch Hashem, I could afford it. I'm going to buy a new pair of tefillin. I'm going to buy a new mezuzah. And what am I going to do with my old tefillin mezuzahs? I'm going to put them into Shemus. And therefore, using all of these cheshbonos, if one finds tefillin and mezuzahs, certainly where there's no reisa, that means the tefillin look like they're completely intact, like the Cheshukei Chemetz says, the mezuzahs are in their cases. Even though in our Gemara by Dine Mamnis, we are machmer to say Israeloi Roiba because of the concept of Moshe Mechaveh Olav Araya, we won't say that by tefillin and mezuzahs.